Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. Reading Rainbow, I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. Reading Rainbow, I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
Bienvenidos a Los Angeles. Welcome to Los Angeles, the city of angels. Today, we're in a barrio that's Spanish for neighborhood. There are barrios in cities all across the United States. Each has its own flavor and personality. The people who live here are Mexican American. And their culture is an important part of our national heritage. When you're in a new neighborhood, you make all sorts of wonderful discoveries. Candela's Guitars is a spot some good friends told me not to miss.
I was thinking we should make this to match the rosé.
Same.
Yeah, that would look fine.
Hola, amigos. Hey, what's up? Good to see you. Good to see you. This is the Delgado family, three generations of guitar makers. This is Tomas. How you feeling?
Right. Right.
This is Senor Delgado, Candelario, and Manuel. So you were going to show me some guitars today?
Oh, sure. We're glad to. Yeah.
Great.
Glad to be here.
Just come on back here, and I'll show you some one of our most famous flipping pieces here.
Look at this guitar.
This is called a bajo sexto.
Bajo sexto.
Bajo sexto.
Now, bajo sexto, that means?
Six string bass.
Ah, bajo.
Bajo bass. Sexto, six string. But actually, it's in octaves, so it's a 12 string.
But it has 12 strings.
Right. And it sounds, you know, a lot like very different, very totally different.
Listen to that sound. Now, Candelario, you make these guitars all by hand.
Yes, we do. Yes. Everything here, all you see here is abalone inlay. Look.
This is just abalone that you can find at the beach.
Yes, correct.
Wow, you put all of these little pieces of abalone in here by
yes,
hand.
Yes, we did.
So your guitars are not just guitars. They really are works of art.
Thank
you. And what a sound they make. Do that again.
Yes.
Wow.
And everything here, we make everything right here in the back.
Can you show me how that's done?
We'll be glad to, sure.
Some of what happens here in the back.
Sure, this is a shop. This is where we built everything right here. Everything is handmade right here in the back.
This is where it all takes place. How you make all the guitars in this room.
Everything is made here.
Now, who taught you how to make guitars?
My father.
Your father taught
you? Yes, my father.
And you and your father are teaching your sons?
Yes, we are. I learned from my father.
Uh-huh.
And I started them when they were little.
Right.
But when they're working here, my father, it's something unbelievable.
They work real closely together. Yeah. How does that make you feel when you see your sons making guitars?
It feels very, very fulfilling, you know, very, especially knowing that it's going to keep going, you know. My father started, I kept it going, and now my sons will keep it going.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference.
Radio is a great place to find songs that are excelente, foods that are muy sabroso, and stories that are fantasticos. Like this one about a little lamb named Borreguita who outwits a hungry coyote. It's called Borreguita and the Coyote.
Borreguita and the Coyote by Verna Artema. Illustrated by Petra Mathers. Read by Olga Meredith. On a farm at the foot of a mountain, there once lived a little ewe lamb. Her master called her simply Borreguita, which means little lamb. One day, Borreguita's master tied her to a stake in a field of red clover. The lamb was eating the lush plants when a coyote came along. The coyote growled, "Grrr, Borreguita, I'm going to eat you."
"Oh, Señor Coyote, I would not fill you up. I am as thin as a bean pod. When I have eaten all this clover, I shall be fat. You may eat me then."
"Está bien. That is good. When you are fat, I shall come back."
After many days, the coyote returned.
"Grrr, Borreguita, you are as plump as a tumbleweed. I'm going to eat you now."
"Señor Coyote, I know something that tastes ever so much better than lamb."
"What?"
"Cheese. My master eats it on his tacos."
The coyote had never heard of cheese, and he was curious about it.
"How can I get some of this cheese?"
"Tonight, when the moon is high, meet me at the pond, and I will show you how to get a cheese."
"Está bien. I will be there."
That night, when the full moon was straight up in the sky, Borreguita and Coyote met at the edge of the pond. There, glowing in the black water, was something that looked like a big round cheese.
"Do you see it? Swim out and get it."
Coyote paddled toward the cheese. But the cheese stayed just so far ahead. Finally, he opened his mouth and lunged. Whoosh! The image shattered in the splash. Pond water rushed into Coyote's mouth, coughing and sputtering. He turned and headed for the shore. When he reached it, the little lamb was gone. She had tricked him. At dawn the next day, Borreguita went to graze near a small, overhanging ledge of rock on the side of the mountain. She knew that Coyote would be coming after her, and she had a plan. She crawled under the ledge and braced her feet against the top. When Coyote found her, he growled, "Grrr, Borreguita, I see you under there."
"Bah! Bah! Señor Coyote, you cannot eat me now. I have to hold up this mountain. If I let go, it will come tumbling down."
Coyote saw that the lamb was holding it up.
"You are strong. Will you hold it while I go for help?"
Coyote did not want the mountain to fall. So he crept under the ledge and put up his feet.
"Push hard. Do you have it?"
"I have it, but hurry back. This mountain is heavy."
Borreguita rolled out of the cave and went leaping all the way back to the barnyard.
coyote held up that rock until his legs ached. At last he said, "Even if it falls, I'm going to let go." The coyote rolled out and covered his head with his paws. The mountain did not fall. Then he knew the little lamb had fooled him again. Early the next morning, Coyote found the little lamb and said, "Borreguita, you will not escape this time. I'm going to eat you now."
"Bah, bah, Señor Coyote, I know I deserve to die. But grant me one kindness. Swallow me in one piece so that I won't have to suffer the biting and the chewing."
"I couldn't swallow you all in one piece even if I wanted to."
"Oh, yes, you could. Open wide, and I will run and dive right in."
Coyote opened his mouth wide. Borreguita backed away, put her head down, and charged. Bam! 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 She struck the inside of Coyote's mouth so hard, she sent him rolling.
Ow! Ow, 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 ow!
And from that day on, Borreguita frisked about, and Coyote never bothered her again.
Telling clever tales like Borreguita is a local tradition, and so are murals, like this one. Murals are huge paintings that cover many of the walls in the barrio.
I'm Judy Baca, and I'm a Chicana mural painter. Chicana means that you are a Mexican person born in the United States. You find murals everywhere in the city of Los Angeles. They're on street corners, they're on stores, they're in schools.
Well, there's lots of reasons for painting a mural. Sometimes a mural is a way of being a memory for a community, a way of remembering something that we don't want to forget. And sometimes they're painted in places that are very ugly places to make the place more beautiful. And sometimes we paint murals simply because we need to express ourselves.
I love mural painting because I really love to paint with people all around and all of us working together. And there's something about that feeling that is like no other. Today we're doing a mural in which each person is taking a piece. All of these pieces are paintings, but when they come together, they'll become something else. And when we're finished, we'll have a mural.
Use both hands. Don't try to paint like you're used to. That's it, that's it. You're doing a portrait of yourself. Now, many of you brought other ideas to add so that you will not only do your face, but you will add some element that expresses your culture.
Even though I was born here in the United States, I do have a heritage, a past, and that's the Mexican. And that's why I put the Mexican flag right there.
You are messy.
I know.
You're the messiest painter in the room. So, are you happy?
Yeah, for the most part.
It's getting there, huh?
Yeah.
We're in Venice, and Venice is the beach community of Los Angeles. And it is an amazing place on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. It shows you the diversity of Los Angeles. And so the representation of all of the various cultures in this mural is a perfect thing for Venice, California. We're taught as artists that we need to work alone, or that we have to work alone to be really creative. But in fact, it's possible for us to work with other people and to be just as creative, and in fact, to make very wonderful things as we work together.
To be able to work with people who are expressing their ethnic backgrounds and to all work together as a team is really neat. This is a way you can show your art to everybody. I mean, everybody who just passes down the strip, they just turn back and just look at it, and it's just the best way I think you can express yourself. Since I am a Chicana, I would call it colores hermosas, which means beautiful colors.
I think Haciendo Caras, making faces, is the name of the piece.
Mural painting isn't the only Mexican-American tradition celebrated in the barrio. There's the family, the food, and of course, there's always the music. Here's one of America's hottest rock bands, Los Lobos. The guys in this group are Mexican-American, and they grew up right here in East L.A.
I'm good. Hey, Conrad, Steve, how you feel?
You know, when Los Lobos is on the road, they play a lot of rock and roll. But when you guys come home to the neighborhood, you play a little bit more of the music that you grew up with, don't you?
That's right. Sure. I hear my mom's backyard.
Well, it sounds terrific. Can you give us another tune?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
The music that we play is called música folclórica. That's Spanish for folk music. It's music that belongs to the people. This is music that we grew up with, listening to it on the radio. Our parents played it on the record player, and it was all around us living here in East LA.
Great. This is kind of a homecoming for you guys. This bring back any memories sitting here in this backyard?
Oh, yeah. We used to rehearse here. There's our clubhouse, as we used to call it.
You called it the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Song that's about a boy who's called El Canelo. Now, Canelo means cinnamon, so it probably has something to do with his brown skin. And it talks about him going to the market to buy lettuce to make salad, and about a lot of different things. It's kind of like the day in the life of this little boy named Canelo.
¿Dónde vas, Canelo? Caramba, por la madrugada. ¿Dónde vas, Canelo? Caramba, por la madrugada. A cortar la chiva, Canelo, para ensalada. A cortar la chiva, Canelo, para ensalada. A la tripi tripi, caramba, tripa de mapache. A la tripi tripi, caramba, tripa de mapache.
We love playing música folclórica because we learned it from our parents, and we would like to keep it alive and pass it down to our children.
This
music, it has to be heartfelt. There has to be some kind of fuel, and I think that comes directly from the corazón, the heart.
The corazón.
Uh-huh. Right.
Uh-huh. And now you're pretty much responsible for bringing this music, this traditional music, to a whole new generation of listeners.
It's an important thing for our culture, you know, not to forget this music, where it came from,
the music of your fathers.
Yeah. So in a sense, we feel like we're on a mission. We always feel like we should, you know, always continue to reintroduce or bring this music back.
Is there a song that Los Lobos plays that combines both the Mexican and the American elements of what it is you do? Come on, yes. Now, there's gotta be.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, matter of fact, there is. You know, this one in particular that uses Mexican rhythms, but it's the lyric is sung in English, and that's called Saint Behind the Glass.
The lyrics are in Spanish or in English. Music is a language everyone understands. And so are books. So here are three that translate into pure fun. Pero no tienes que tomar mi palabra. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Buenos dias, amigos y amigas. Let me tell you about a beautiful story. It's called Diego. Diego was born in the mountains of Mexico. Drawing was Diego's favorite thing to do. He painted all the different things he saw. Diego loved the Mexican people, and he loved the Mexican land. His paintings were very famous. They still are. I'm Nancy Rojas, and this book makes me proud of my people. I recommend you read Diego.
Hi, my name is Gianna. I just read a funny book called Three Little Javelinas. It might just remind you of a story you've heard before. Once upon a time, three little javelinas were walking through the desert. Javelinas are hairy pigs. Each javelina went off in a different direction. The first decided to build his home of tumbleweeds. He ran into some trouble with a big, bad coyote. The second javelina built his house from sticks. You'll never guess what happened next. Can you guess the ending? Read the book to find out if you're right. It'll make you laugh.
Hi, I'm Juan Perez Jr. Here's a book that's sort of like a dream. It even says so in the title, Coyote Dreams. This book has a spooky beginning. Can you imagine dancing with coyotes? Or playing with them? Or singing their songs? Whisper the ancient name of the coyote, and there's no telling where your dreams might take you. I really like this book, and I think you will too.
Thank you very much, Juanita.
You're
you know, Americans enjoy lots of different traditions, and a party is one of our favorites. And when Los Lobos plays in their own backyard, the whole neighborhood comes out to enjoy the fiesta. So, come on, let's join in. Hasta la próxima vez. I'll see you next time.
Oh,
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Burrigita and the Coyote by Verna Artima, illustrated by Petra Mathers, published by Alfred A. Knopf. Coyote Dreams by Susan Nunes, illustrated by Ronald Himmler, published by Athenaeum, an imprint of Macmillan Publishing Company. Diego, written by Jonah Winter, illustrated by Jeanette Winter, published by Alfred A. Knopf. The Three Little Javelinas by Susan Lowell, illustrated by Jim Harris, published by Northland Publishing Company.